It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
Well, we wrapped up the last week of trading for January, actually wrapping up the month of January with this last week's of trading in. You know, we started off a little bit on the defense. We ended a little bit on the defense, but we saw some gains in the middle of the week. When we return from the break, we'll talk about the week's performance.
2024 was a year of extremes, a cool and wet spring and a hot and dry fall. We've had a chance to reflect on what worked and what didn't. Did your marketing plan help you market grain? Did your crop insurance levels limit your risk and help you maximize profits and help take the sting out of a tough season? Martinson Ag will tailor a policy that protects your operation. Call the professionals at Martinson Ag today and let us help you design a strategy that works for you. Protect your future today with Martinson Ag.
Well, we wrapped up the last full week of trading for the month of January, and we brought in a mixed performance when everything was said and done. We actually finished with the wheat markets a little bit on the stronger side, while corn and soybeans fell off. A lot of the pressure for corn and soybeans came the last couple of sessions. You know, we started off on the defense on Monday, and then Thursday and Friday, we kind of capped it off for both corn and soybeans because of the talk of tariffs. Now, wheat, it kind of escaped some of the tariff talk, mainly because of if we do put tariffs on Canada, it should slow down the importation or the flow of Canadian hard red spring wheat and durum coming into the U.S. That would be somewhat supportive. But, of course, putting tariffs on these other countries, the retaliation of the hitting corn and soybeans was real, and that kind of pressured those two markets. We also traded up to some major support lines, which are resistance lines, which the market was not able to cross above and caused a little bit of sell-off into the marketplace late in the week as well. By the time we wrapped it up for the week, Minneapolis wheat was up 17 to 20 cents, while we were 13 to 15 cents higher in Chicago. Kansas City was up 19 to 20. Over in the corn market, we only slipped 4 to 5 cents. Soybeans were only down 9 to 11 cents, so not big losses, but we did turn the trend a little bit on the lower side. Soybean meal was down $3.50. Soybean oil was up 90 cents. And canola finishing down about $2. In the cattle markets, we also saw a lower performance, mainly positioning ahead of cattle inventory report and talk of tariffs and the talk of possible the borders opening with Mexico. Live cattle finished down about 72 cents, while feeder cattle were up strong in the January, but that went off the board, up $3. We did see losses in the deferred contracts of about $1. Lean hogs gained about $1 to $2. In the outside markets, crude oil was down $2. Gold was up $30. The dollar was up almost 1 full cent, and we saw 350-point gains in the Dow.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.